time to talk sports with ABC Sports presenter Andre Leslie. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Let's go to Paris. It's that time of year. It's beautiful over there. The Aussies, though, not having such a great time of it today.
Yeah, not such a good night or daytime for them, of course. John Millman got really close in his match against Alexander Zverev, but ended up going down to the world number five. Probably not a big surprise there, but five sets. In contrast, you'll see some pretty angry reporting this morning about Bernard Tomic and him apparently not trying in his match against Taylor Fritz. Well, I'm not sure. None of us play on the ATP tour here, so it looked like a pretty normal game to me, but right. We'll see how that blows up over the course of the day. It certainly ended relatively quickly. Ila Tomljanovic lost to Simona Halep. Halep, of course, one of the favourites for the tournament. Daria Gavrilova withdrew from her match in the second set with injury, so that's a shame. And the person who I tipped to win the women's side of the draw, Naomi Osaka, had a real wobble in her match. She lost the first set 6-love before coming back, so that saves a red face for me at least.
That's a proper wobble, though. Love in the first set.
I don't know, didn't have a gear with her or something.
Former rugby league star Ben Barber has had his day in court. What did this relate to?
So this was to do with an incident at Townsville Casino in January, a very loud and angry spat with his partner that was caught all on video. It ended up losing him his contract with the Cowboys. It saw him banned from the NRL. He's been sentenced to 150 hours of community service. It's really, I hate to use cliches in sport, but it really is a bit of a fall from grace for Ben Barber. This is one of the guys who's reached the highest heights really in rugby league. He's the Dally M winner in 2012 with the Bulldogs. He then went to the UK and won the Man of Steel Award, which is their best player in their comp, and now he's looking like this rugby league career is completely over. If it wasn't already, he has had some great seasons here in the NRL with the Bulldogs, with Cronulla and with Brisbane, but this is looking pretty bad for him. As part of this court case, he was also captured on police camera earlier this month abusing police at a house in Mackay. And that was also a pretty ugly look. That's also come out online today out of that court case. So, Ben Barber, first of all, going to be doing some community service.
Right. Devastating news for Australian cricketer Gavin Robertson. There's not much good news this morning. What's the news for him?
Yeah, it isn't a very fun sports block today. He's been operated on for a brain tumour. And this is earlier this month. It's only really gone public now through the media channels. His family did post a photo of his operation and him recovering from his operation on Facebook earlier this month, but it's sort of finally come out now. He's a four-time player for Australia, so he didn't have a huge career with Australia, but New South Wales and Tasmanian listeners all know him from playing in the state sides. He's an off-spinner a while back in the 90s, and he was certainly one of my idols for my cricket, and we certainly wish him all the best in his recovery from that operation.
Absolutely. Sad news indeed, but all of us thinking of him, no doubt. The Matildas, they're on the move ahead of the World Cup in France.
That's right. They finally finished their training camp in Antalya in Turkey. They now will head, this evening our time, to the Netherlands. They'll be playing a game against the Netherlands this weekend. They'll be playing at the home ground of PSV Eindhoven, and already 30,000 tickets have been sold. So it looks like there'll be a good crowd in. Netherlands ranked eighth in the world. It should be a strong test for the Matildas. About a week later, of course, the Matildas open their World Cup campaign against Italy in Valenciennes.
One of Australia's top golfers preparing for one of the biggest tournaments of her career. Who is it and why?
I think I always say that Minji Lee is one of Australia's least well-known top athletes. She is world number two at the moment. We don't have world number two in a lot of sports, Hamish. I don't need to remind our listeners, I don't think. She's gearing up for the US Women's Open this weekend. She's just turned 23. She hails from Perth and she's never won a major, but she's had five top 10 finishes this year. If the maths is right, I believe if she wins this tournament, she could go to world number one, which not even Kari Webb ever managed. And she's quite a household name. So we wish her all the best in that tournament. There's seven Aussies overall in the tournament, including Kari Webb, who's still playing and has been quite an inspiration for Minji Lee in her career.
Probably a good thing going under the radar somewhat, I would think, going into big tournaments. And English football giants are getting ready for their European finals. Who are we looking at?
So we've got the Europa League final tonight in Baku. This is between Chelsea and Arsenal. Europa League is sort of the second tier of European club action. Of course, English fans wondering how the heck do we get to the ground, 4,000 kilometres kilometres away from home, and how do we get tickets? There's been problems with both of those things. There's speculation that Chelsea coach Mauricio Sarri may also leave at the end of the season, so that's been surrounding that. The big one, Champions League final, will be Sunday morning our time, Spurs versus Liverpool in Madrid. Harry Kane could come back from injury. And check this out. The Sydney Morning Herald is reporting that NRL player Robbie Farah has been granted permission to go to the game by his club, West Tigers. He just has to be back by Monday morning for training.
Well, I understand what it means to be a fan, I suppose. Andre, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.